3D printing is not just in the science lab, it is in the art museum. The Phoenix Art Museum, in fact. Modern-day designer Iris Van Herpen and her elaborate and otherworldly clothes have come to the Valley. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn spoke with the Dutch fashion creator and has a preview of the exhibit that opens this weekend.
It's like rubber.
Oh,
it feels
gosh,
like
yeah.
Local designers and influencers like take a close look at material Van Herpen has manipulated into something that wobbles and moves and feels like something it isn't.
So cool.
Leonora Spudo runs her hands on a material made of resin and iron fillings and molded with magnets. It's a good thing there's a part of the exhibit you can touch, because each of the 30-plus dresses has so much texture you immediately want to run your hands on it. And that innovation and creativity is what inspires designers like Aisporto.
It's really inspiring to see someone that's my age be designing at this level and showing a museum, so that's what I would love to do. So this is definitely mind-blowing and inspiring all at once.
There's a piece where individual 3D printed pieces that look like feathers cover a mini dress silhouette with a skin-like shiny peach coating on them, each sewn in by hand. There's a dress shaped with a giant collar like a figure eight around the body, covered in what looks like giant black bubble wrap. And finally, there's a huge ball gown made of metal screen, like you might find in a porch door, except 10 times lighter. It's rusted dark red and reminiscent of a steel storm cloud.
And literally each piece in the exhibition is really like a piece that is close to me and that means a lot to me.
Van Herpen is soft-spoken, but has designed for the world's biggest celebrities, including Beyoncé and Lady Gaga. And she thinks this North American tour exposes her high-fashion pieces to a crowd that may never go to a fashion show in their life.
I heard that feedback especially from the U.S. tour, which I really liked, that it really connects to different layers of society.
You don't have to understand fashion to be in awe of Van Herpen's creations. They are meticulously sewn, fused, and shaped by hand for months before the final piece is done. And it's easy to see that up-close detail in the Phoenix Art Museum.
The way you can see the pieces here, so close up and so personal, I think it's really, really special. And it's something that you miss out on a fashion show.
And for those who'd rather be in a science museum, there's still something to take away from the exhibit. Van Herpen is fascinated by particle physics research and uses 3D modeling to create her intricate designs. And when asked what material she'd love to create something with, her answer.
Light. Light is a big part of my work, the way it works or relates to the pieces. But light itself, I think, is a very beautiful material.
Van Herpen avoids talking politics, preferring to explain her inspirations. But when asked about the Me Too movement's effect on the fashion industry, she thinks progress is being made.
But it's slow. Progress is slow. And sometimes I'm sad that we live in this time and things are still so old school in a way.
The 33-year-old showed her latest couture collection in January at the Mineralogy and Geology Gallery in Paris to critical acclaim. I ask Van Herpen whether she'll take back to the Netherlands some inspiration by the cactus and red rock here in Arizona.
I think so, but you never know beforehand. But it's really beautiful what I've seen so far, and I'm going to Sedona after this to see the rocks and the nature there. So I can imagine it will come back in some sort of shape and form.
A shape and form only Van Herpen can envision and create with her transcendent imagination. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.